once the news is out there and people do their reactions on social media, then people want to know, like, okay, what happened? Who are the key players in this? Like, why did it happen? That's the story that you put online or in print. That's what's going to live you know, years down the line, that people are going to look back at and see, oh, do you remember when, you know, when I'm trying to think of recent breaking news, when this person got traded or when Kevin Durant went to this team, things like that. Like, those details are what people want to know. So that's where breaking news is important, and you want to be first, but you also want to make sure you're working to get the bigger story at the end of the day too.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, Emma?
Yeah, actually, I have a quick question. So as a journalist, so you've probably met some stars in your day, right?
Yeah.
So I'm curious, what's that one star where you were, like, starstruck, where you were like, wow, I made it. Like, I'm talking really to this superstar right here.
It's probably two people. One that I had a long conversation with, the other that, it was kind of me among many other people that were there. Mm-hmm. The first was Dean Smith, who the former North Carolina coach.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
I love him.
Yeah,
he's like one of my. Yeah. He's on my bucket list.
Well, he passed away. So
was on my bucket
list. Right, but that actually happened when I was, because I went to UNC Chapel Hill, so like I'm a little salty this morning. But undergrad, so that happened when I was in college and I was working on a bigger story. He was retired at that point, but he was still, you know, around the program. Mm-hmm. So I got to sit down and talk with him, me and another reporter, for like 30 minutes.
Must have been
amazing. And he was just, you know, everything you hear about him is true. Like, he's a really nice guy.
Right.
He's real mellow. Like, one of the first things he asked, like, what brought you to UNC? And I mean, I didn't want to sound like that corny guy, but he's like a big reason why I wanted to go to school. So I kind of said, obviously the basketball team.
We know Michael Jordan loves and reveres
There's Dean a reason
Smith,
for that.
And that's the main reason he went to UNC.
Exactly.
And he always says that he's his favorite coach. I mean, he's had Phil Jackson, who he won 6 championships with, but he always mentions Dean Smith first above
and
all.
And if you look at it's a laundry list of guys that have come out of there.
Right, yeah.
They came there because of him and then came out. And even when I was there, like I said, Dean Smith was long gone. And it's starting to wear off now, fortunately, I think. But, like, just the prestige, like, a lot of guys just grew up wanting to go to North Carolina and play for them. Like, it didn't matter how bad they were, who was the coach. Like, they just wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's – recruiting kind of did its – worked itself out. So that was the first one. And then the second one, I think I had you guys in class, like, when I saw LeBron James.
You told me that.
Man, this dude's a big dude, man.
Yeah.
And then I had to snap out of it.
And when was that? When did you meet LeBron?
Was that last year?
Oh, last
year. No, two years ago, because he was with
the
Heat.
So I'm wondering. Okay, so he was a little bit bigger back in the Heat. Because he lost a little bit of weight.
Right,
coming back to the Cavs.
I mean,
he's big regardless.
Yeah, he's a big dude. And just, like, you know, he's a great basketball player. So just first time seeing him, you kind of do have that awe factor. Like, the third guy, I've never been in the same room as Michael Jordan, but I'd probably do the same thing.
Oh, my
God.
I mean, you went to UNC. That was going to be my next question. If you got to meet guys like Vince Carter, Antoine Jamison, you know, of course, MJ, Kenny Smith, who now works for TNT.
Right.
Yeah, man, he got legends galore at UNC.
It's awesome. But, I mean, if you – because going to UNC, you know, again, everybody talks about Michael Jordan.
Right.
But, like, Dean Smith is, like, the huge
of course
figure there. Like, because, again, he built all those things there. So, it was a fun time down there.
Yeah, and awesome. Roy Williams is carrying on where Dean Smith left off. He's been
trying
a fantastic
to,
coach. Yeah. All right, Emma, you want one more question before we go to break?
Yeah, actually, I have to say this because you brought it up in your report.
Go ahead.
Put up.
Don't hesitate.
Okay, you said you met LeBron James.
Yeah.
That hairline. How back does it go? I'm curious. Everyone always talks about it. I'm just curious.
Oh, wow.
Man. Yeah, I mean,
we put you on the spot.
I give him props because he seems to be embracing it now, like not wearing the headband and everything. Like,
spray paint your head to try to, like,
it's weird because, like, some pictures you see him, it's like it looks like he has had work done to his hair.
I remember that interview he had with Rachel Nichols.
Right.
With CNN.
Right. And then the next day, it just looks like it's back to normal. But, I mean, I understand the struggle a little bit. My hairline's not perfect. and I'm sure eventually he's just going to have to cut it all off. But, it is interesting. Like, that's taken on a life of its own. And I think, again, without the headband, he's, like, taken some attention off of it, but he tries. He's got a pretty good barber to work with, because it was pretty bad back in the day. It's got a little bit better, but yeah. Were you making fun of him? And
I don't make fun of him, but it's the fact that one day it looks perfect. It's
right.
As if his hairline,
right.
Nothing's wrong with it. And then the next day, we're back to square one.
Right.
Where everyone.
So I just had to ask that. I'm sorry.
But I mean, he's blessed with a lot of things.
Trust me. I would love to have that same
hairline.
I'll take
everything else with it.
You gotta have something. Yeah.
And it was actually fun.